When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets. We're back again, only slightly behind schedule, which I think is a huge improvement for both of us.
I feel like it's only a few hours behind schedule this time, because hopefully gets released same day as recording now.
Yeah, and you know, like, life happens. Sometimes things get in the way. Like yesterday, I was feeding birds in the park.
I know. Oh my God. That was so funny. Cause I was like, hey, what time are we recording? I'm still feeding the what was it, geese or ducks? I can't remember.
Both.
And then I was like, yeah. And then at a certain point, my poor husband was cooking dinner. So I was like, I think today's gone.
Yeah. It was like, we're done. I'm sorry.
God. No, it was so funny. But here we are, everyone. Do not fret, okay?
Yeah. The mess isn't going anywhere unless Rob fires us.
Listen, I can't say that network anymore because I created Monster.
Unless the Daddy Network says no.
It's Mommy Network now, I think.
Why is it so much grosser to say Mommy Network?
Because the patriarchy, that's why.
You're right. That's my internalized misogyny.
Oh my God. I think I should change my Twitter name to the Mommy Network. And then you should be the Baby Network.
I'm the baby. That's so stupid.
Worst thing ever.
But wait, no, because then does that mean that I'm like yours and Chappelle's child?
Oh,
that
God.
Feel right.
How do we have the whitest kid ever?
You're like, someone was cheating.
So it was Chappelle.
Oh my God.
Okay. I can't. No, we've given him too much time. I can't believe we changed his name to that. I hate him.
Oh, God. I think it's honestly just really nice to help with the marketing of Mess Magnets.
Listen, he needs to say it, okay?
He needs to change it to Daddy Network # Mess Magnet.
Period. He can be then a mess correspondent. You can use Daddy Network if you # Mess Magnets in your bio.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we'll allow it, okay?
We're just looking for any way to reach the most people. Speaking
Correct.
Of which, you can help us with that by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We really want to get to 100 five-star reviews, and we are really close. We have 87.
Please, y'all, we're so close. It's 13 people. Look at me. Quick maths.
Yeah, that was really quick. I'm very proud of you. Ugh,
look at me. Genius. But seriously, just 13 of you listening, if you haven't done it, just drop them 5 stars real quick. Just do it.
Yeah, you're not going to run out of stars. You can leave us 5.
No. And 5 stars only. Don't be annoying. Okay, because we're 87 at 5 stars. So please.
We really want to get to 100 five-star reviews before people start hating us.
Yeah, 100 5 stars. I feel like we're worth 100 5 stars.
I think we're worth 500 5 stars, but like,
listen,
I'll start with 100.
Exactly. Maybe we just need the Daddy Network to actually send it, to like tweet us out or something.
We need Rob Sesternino himself to promise to do something if we get to maybe
we need more.
Okay, when we get to 150 five-star reviews, we will force Rob to come on the podcast.
Yeah, I think Rob is ready. But Robbie, we'll try not to traumatize you, or I will try not to traumatize
you. You think I'm going to try to traumatize him?
No, I'm the one doing the traumatizing.
I feel like we both are hand in hand, like the twins in The Shining, just causing problems.
Oh my God, that should be our merch. It's just a Daddy Network with The Shining twins.
I mean, I would wear it.
I feel like so many people would wear it because it could mean anything.
Yeah, we would do it. It would be the Shining twins, but like one, like blonde and white, and one that's Indian.
Exactly. 100%.
It'd be so good.
Rob, lock it in. Rob already said yes, even to the mess across the butt sweatpants. So we know he's in.
Yeah, he's open to off the wall merchandise options.
Thank God.
So you know what? I think we've really come up with something good here.
Can you imagine the Daddy Network?
I mean, honestly, he should just sell shirts that say Daddy Network.
Honestly, I believe it would sell.
People really responded well to that. And, you know, that's what we bring with Mess Magnets, is something people can really respond to.
Non-stop PR. Can you imagine if you and I are ever on, like, now a Rob Has a Podcast? It's done for us. Like, I think that's how we're going to be introduced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And it's not like we're going to be done going on the Daddy Network. So.
No, I mean, we better not. Listen, anyone doing the senior year, call us.
I loved that movie.
Yeah. Have y'all, like, listen, I think, like, part of it, we're chit-chatting, we know, but senior year is so cute. I feel like, is there, like, a better way of saying chick flicks in 2022?
I don't know what they call them. I'm going to Google non-offensive name for chicklets.
Yeah. Chicklets.
I went to books instead of movies.
Yes. But, you know, whatever the non-offensive, because, like, I think everyone should like.
It says, people also ask, what can I say instead of chick flick? And then it says, synonyms for chick flick, motion picture.
Oh,
pick.
My God.
Costume drama, moving picture, talkie, satire, road movie, video.
Oh, my God.
I would like to, you know, propose that we start calling all chick flicks talkies.
Talkies. Oh, my God. That's like in India. That's what movie theaters are called.
Well, that's what they first started calling movies, like when silent films were starting to end. They called movies with sound talkies. Yeah.
That's what light bulb just going off.
That's what Singing in the Rain is all about, is an actress who's like really beautiful and did very well in silent films, but then she has like the most annoying voice.
Oh. That's me. That's big me energy.
Same, girl. You and me both.
Yeah, everyone has to turn us down on Goose Goosta.
They're like, they sound the same as everyone else, but I will be lowering the volume.
Y'all, someone else said bye. I think it was Jenny. So that's our triplet of The Shining. And Jenny said bye, and everyone was like, oh, bye, Sasha.
To be fair, it did really sound like you.
Oh, my God. I can't. I truly can't. But I think, you know, it's time to get to mess, y'all.
Yes.
Because
the celebrity mess, not our
celebrity mess. Because we've exposed our friends enough. All right. We can't keep doing that. We need them to, like, give us 5-star reviews. Don't forget. 13 more. You know, I feel like should we start, like, with the biggest thing? I feel like we can't bury the lead.
No, we cannot.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married, like, officially.
Whoever thought the day would come?
Oh my God, Kris Jenner's firstborn. Oh my, if anyone watches the Kardashians, you know what I'm talking about.
I just love that they had a practice wedding.
Right? And that's what they keep calling it. Like, do you think, here's conspiracy.
Isn't that called a rehearsal?
Well, that's the night before, but, like, this, they had a straight up wedding.
Mm.
that people were like, they're married. And then they're like, haha, not with the papers, though, just spiritually in our hearts. So here's the conspiracy, not conspiracy, but do you think that the Kardashians paid people to call it practice wedding? Because I don't know that the tabloids are calling it that on their own. And that's weird.
I think it's definitely one of those things where the PR team gets involved. Like when you see articles about like, oh, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are out looking very much in love. Like any article that says looking very much in love is a PR plant, 100%.
100%. Oh my God.
People don't look like that.
No. And no one, and I don't think the tabloids would say this either.
No, not without like being paid to do it.
Mm-hmm, that part. So they, and listen, and Kardashians is like their cash cow. So they're going to do whatever they can.
Literally. They're like, yes, we will do whatever you want, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, whatever. She's the mommy network for real, for real.
Literally.
Oh my God. But yes. So, they're married. First of all, I feel like we should go through their pictures a little bit.
I'd love to.
Because I think they're different. I think they're not extra, like Kardashian extra, I have to say.
No, it's just weird. The vibes of this couple are so strange to me.
Yes, correct. Like, very true. I don't know what it is about them. Like, I like them together. And I've been watching them on the Kardashians. I think they're fun, but they're very much into each other. And like, what is they're going for like an early 2000s outfit. Like, I feel like I own that dress.
Yeah, it really feels like they were like, we need to go back to when Blink 182 was more relevant. Ooh, and then just give that aesthetic.
Yeah.
But it could be because that's just Travis Barker's aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. And they're and it's low-key kind of in, right? Like with low-rise jeans and stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
But yeah, and like, and you know, what was the Met Gala's theme when it was like Christianity or the church or something?
Oh, shoot.
So to me, like, that's what Kourtney's outfit also is giving.
Heavenly bodies, fashion of the Catholic imagination.
That, thank you. To me, like, it's giving that for some reason, because the top half...
She
has a veil on her head.
It's like the veil is like connected to sleeves.
Yes.
It very much is giving
a hoodie.
It's giving what Princess Jasmine was pretending to be, like a street urchin in the beginning of Aladdin.
Oh my God. I'm so dead.
And I don't mean that as a bad thing. That's just like what it reminds me of.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that's what I mean. It's like, you know, when you put your hoodie on your head and you haven't worn it all the way, that's what it's giving.
Yeah.
But fashion, obviously.
But fashion, yeah. And she looks beautiful.
Amazing.
Interesting to see a short dress situation.
Yes. And they got married at the courthouse, which I was like, cute. I think that's like they're low key, but like we're very much in love vibes. So I understand. I liked his outfit, I have to say.
The all black.
Yeah, I'm very into all black. I think it looks so hot on men.
I agree.
Yeah, I tried to get Karthik, my husband, to wear it, but like he's not. He's like, please, we need some color in our life. But the top half is almost like Indian outfits, right? Like, because Indian outfits are, for men, are like this, where it's like the button, it's like completely buttoned up with shoulder pads, like a suit.
Yeah, and it has like, it's like larger buttons than you would traditionally see on like a men's shirt in North America, at least.
Mm-hmm. So it's giving that. I like, and their pictures are like them in like this vintage convertible. It's a Cadillac. Yeah. So I like it. I like it a lot. They're doing the just married sign, right?
With the cans.
Yes. I'm into it. It's just, I have to know, why is it only MJ and Travis's dad The only people that showed up.
Well, they didn't want it to be a big thing. You know, if any of the Kardashian Jenner show up, the press will be there.
But she's a Kardashian. My confusion. Because
it is confusing.
I think it's very sweet that they still got their grandma involved and Travis's dad. But what an interesting, like, moment for Kris Jenner to not be at her own child's. I almost said funeral. What is wrong with
me? Oh, my God.
But their own child's, like, wedding.
Yeah, it's very, it almost is like, well, was this the part of the master plan? Or did they maybe, like, go off and do something on their own?
Exactly. And is this the practice wedding? Or is this just signing and that's it?
Yeah, maybe this is just signing. And then, so the question will be, will they have another, like, big ceremony type thing, right?
Yeah, that part. Like, is Mindy going to be called again? That's the question.
Yeah, that's what's strange.
And I have to say, like, even though they frustrate me, the Kardashians, in a lot of ways, their parties are to die for. Like, I'm a sucker for balloons, and I think they're so beautiful. So, I would like to see it. I would like to see it. But let us know what y'all think. Like, why do you think sisters weren't there? Because they were all at home, apparently, just, like, posting pictures on Instagram. Like, Kim was posting Skims. Kris Jenner was posting something else. Like, they're all just, like, kind of doing whatever.
Do you think they just sit in a group and post on Instagram?
I think it's a very, it's curated. Do you even think it's them?
Oh, true. Yeah, it's certainly not. Good call.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like it's like their PR people being like, oh, we have to do it at this time.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But yeah, it is the small guest list is very weird. And I will be very curious to see if they have like another big thing, or was like the Vegas thing actually the like big fancy wedding, and then this is like their little ceremony, just them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I which I understand, like these this YouTuber, the Merrill twins, one of them got married also similar at the courthouse, but they still did like a wedding, you know what I mean? It was just not like YouTube wedding.
I kind of like that. I feel like when they have like one part of the wedding more small, it makes me feel more like it's a real thing, which like doesn't mean that necessarily it is a real thing, but it feels more real to me.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, as someone that had a kind of big wedding, not real, like not with people, but it was kind of extra. So I understand.
Well, but I mean, like, you, no offense, but you and Karthik aren't famous.
Yeah.
So, like, we know that your relationship is real.
It's not a PR relationship, everyone, unfortunately.
I mean, I wish there was a PR benefit.
That's what I mean. I was like, what would I get out of it? Ugh, unfortunately, just love and companionship.
Aww.
Oh, my God. He does not listen to this podcast, and now I'll know for sure.
Well, but now you said something very sweet with that, with him not even going to hear it. So
exactly.
That's very cute.
Sad for him. But also this weekend, Kristen, Billboard Music Awards happened. This weekend was on Sunday.
Maybe we should take a little break and then get into the Billboard Music Awards.
Okay, let's do it.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, we're back.
Oh my God. I mean, everyone knows like the two big things, obviously, that came out of it. Yes. But, you know, I want to give a shout out to Mary J. Blige. First of all, looked fire in her acceptance award outfit.
I mean, does she ever not?
Okay, valid. I think her red carpet dress was not so great. But Janet Jackson gave her the Icon Award, and I just couldn't believe it. Like, she's still putting out amazing music. Like, I am her stan. What a queen. So I just, you know, I just wanted to like give her a little bit of a spotlight because her speech was pretty amazing, because she talked a lot about how icons aren't made overnight. And that's what really, I don't know, I wanted to bring to all the listeners where I think sometimes, you know, we feel like things happen so easy for people in the spotlight. But, you know, they, like, I don't know, they're grinding, they're hustling. And, you know, you might be the next icon. So keep pushing, man. Keep pushing.
It will not happen overnight.
No. Unless you're Miss Magnets. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Lord. God, but, yeah. And can I tell you how many times I had to look at the hashtag, like, BB Music Awards before it stopped meaning Big Brother Music Awards to me? Like, I was like, yeah. What?
I thought it was Big Booty something. And then I was very confused. And then I was like, oh, yeah, the Billboard Awards are on.
And I was like, oh, right, those ones.
It's hard being on the West Coast because everything's like happening. And I think the broadcast still happens later.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll wait.
It's like, I guess I'll fuck myself.
Literally. Yeah. I was like, you know the struggle.
Oh, yes. And it is, I don't care for it, but it's, no. I also like when I can watch something on East Coast time and then like have my whole evening free. That's like the dream. So
all my friends that live on the West Coast are like, now that you do this podcasting, you like have access to all this stuff. I was like, that's not why. Like, stop the madness.
You do have a lot of access, though. True. Honestly, so,
but still,
pretty cool.
Oh my God! But yeah, that's something I wanted to just like call out. Anyway, but we have to talk about my friend Meg, aka Megan the Stallion.
And I thought you were about to say Cara Delevingne's your friend, and I was like, oh, that's a weird stance to take.
If I were her friend, she would unfortunately need some help.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that is a bold opinion to hold.
Absolutely, but yeah, so not.
Cara Delevingne is continuing to be an absolute menace at the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh my God. And this isn't even her first time. Like, that's number one issue. But, like, y'all, make this apparently, which I still don't understand how, but, like, I let it be. Meg Thee Stallion took Cara as her plus one.
And for what?
What? Yeah, so that, like, I'm already, like, that's already you took an L, Meg. Because why? Why her? But okay, you know what? It's fine. We're going to allow it. And then, you know, it just started with bizarre behavior from there. Like, it was all downhill. Meg Thee Stallion had like this amazing dress, but it was like, it's almost like a two-piece dress. It's how my togas looked in college.
Yes, for the sexy toga party.
Yes, in dead of winter. But anyways, it's like a two-piece, like really hot, hot, hot dress. Like hot girl summer is here, baby.
Yeah.
And it has like a little train. But again, it's very 2000s. I feel like the colors and the outfit.
That's what's coming back.
Yeah. So Kara was like hyping her friend up and like lurking and, you know, like throwing the train up and then, you know, would run out of the frame so that the paparazzi could like get pictures of it, mm-hmm. which is like, I appreciate it because I would want my friends to do that.
Well, yeah, it's like in theory, it's like that's a cute thing that like a yes. friend would do. But in practice, when it's Cara Delevingne, it comes across very strange. And wouldn't there be people like literally working on the carpet whose job it is to
that's
do
what
that
I'm
stuff?
Saying. She has a team. We know she has a team. But oh my God. Like, y'all, listen, the listeners have, if you want, you should look it up and look at her faces. Cause like Cara's faces, like she was on in, I feel like she was under the influence, but like allegedly. But like she, it felt like she was influenced. Like when I am drunk, this is how I'd be acting with my friends. Like I'm very much like the hype man. I'm like, you're amazing. Yeah. Let's fix your dress. Angles, baby. Like I got you. So it was overbearing. Okay. Number one.
It was strange.
It was strange behavior.
It was strange.
And then they sit down and then they're taking their seats at the ceremony and Cara was seated in front of the audience, but between I shit you not, Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion. And she looks like she's planted. Those pictures look like she is Photoshopped.
Literally, she does not look like she's there.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Like, it feels like a glitch in something. And Doja Cat's outfit, amazing. I'm in love.
Well, Doja Cat is chef's kiss perfection.
Yeah, and Doja and Meg are talking. Liza Koshy's in the back living her best life. And then it's like Cara just there.
Like, why? Why are you there?
And she's constantly like invading Megan's personal space.
It's like when you like see a picture of a group of friends and you're just like, why is that one person's head so close to another person? Like, why are you?
Yes.
Why are you in their space?
Yeah. And I'm like big on like pictures looking good. Like, I hate bad pictures.
And yet we took 99 bad pictures.
They're all cute. One. What do you mean?
That's the thing is they actually are all cute.
You think I'd let you post? I wouldn't send them to you.
I mean, I also wouldn't post like an ugly picture.
Oh my God. It could be for the story and that's funny, but like not a whole post, please. Don't have me out here looking stupid. But I will, yeah. So when Meg won the award, okay, she is like, so Meg is staring at Doja and, you know, they're having like an amazing moment because Meg can't believe it. It's amazing. And then this little Muppet Smurf just like shows up in Meg's face. Again, it doesn't feel real, y'all. Meg's face. And she's just like, with her tongue. Like, it's so weird like, and gross.
Please. I mean, first of all, just in general, keep your tongue away from people if they have not like expressly shown you that they want your tongue near them. Second of all, we're in the whole sixth wave of the COVID pandemic.
Oh, thank
what
you.
Are you doing?
Oh my God. And then I'm watching the video again because I'm a sicko.
So gross.
And yeah, she's like literally Doja, I think, is like, hey, you won. Like, this is amazing. Everyone's hyping her up. Megan Thee Stallion is still in shock, you know, so it took her a while to get up. And Cara's just like screaming, tongue out, all of this stuff. Also, a bunch of people are standing up, Kirsten. And guess which two people are sitting? Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Well, so that's a bad look.
Yeah, and then the literally front and center, those two, and they're sitting while everyone else is standing
this
up.
This is, listen, maybe if she stood up, she would have exposed, like, her crotch. If they cut a hole or something.
It's not the blue dress. We'll get to that, y'all. Don't worry. But
well, I'm just saying if they've done it once, they could do it again.
Correct. That's true. But I mean, Megan Fox isn't even clapping. Yeah. It's weird. Maybe that's something we just uncovered because no one's talking about that. And
I think breaking news.
Breaking news. It's weird, y'all. Look at the video. And then Kara, again, that train. Maybe Kara is married to the train. I don't know. but when she gets up, right? This dress is the train is flowy enough. It's not in the way. None of that. Okay. Yeah. But Kara still has to take it and make it like a tail instead of it being on the side, which it should have been.
Yeah. No. So weird. Like it's, as you said, like the train is light. It's not like a big wedding gown where you need someone to hold it and help you. Like it's totally fine. She did not need the assistance.
That's horrible. And it just looks very messy. And it just mind your P's and Q's. Stay in your lane.
Just stay away from people.
No, just don't be gross people.
Yeah. Don't be gross. But then don't worry because Kara had to continue being weird and have her tongue out all over Azalea Banks as well.
Yeah, like she's done that. She's a repeat offender.
Well, and that's the thing too, is like I was listening to a Blind Item podcast about Cara Delevingne semi-recently, and it's just like a history of odd behavior.
Right.
And like allegedly a lot of trips to the bathroom, which is code for cocaine. Again, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That should be the merch. Allegedly.
That should be the merch. It's just like allegedly. The Shining Twins with allegedly.
All the Shining Twins.
Always. Also, this Azealia Banks video is horrible because she licked her from her thigh.
Yeah.
Up to her hand.
Okay, I'm about to watch the video again because I don't love myself. Oh, it's so weird. It's she's licks like a little bit and then like.
And she's like pushing
stops
her.
Stops and then looks up and does it again. And like Azalea looks at her like, ha ha ha, what the fuck?
Which we all know that laugh and that look.
Literally.
And it seems like Kara wants to kiss her and Azalea literally moves back at the end.
She's clearly uncomfortable, but feels like she's in a position where she can't get it. She does not look happy. She's smiling, but you can tell she's not happy.
God, it's horrible.
It's literally like a horror movie. It's so horrific.
And this is where PSA to white women, stop taking up so much space. It's just, it's not needed. Let these women, black women specifically, shine. Why are y'all doing this?
Yeah, it's the behavior is giving the a weird obsession with black women. Let the black women live their lives and maybe back off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why we shouldn't have to be talking about Cara Delevingne when there's actually such exciting news with Meg winning her award, right? But now it's been made into this weird thing because this one woman can't just chill out.
God, it's just, it's so horrible, y'all. I can't. I just stop Kara 2K22. It's time.
We should make the stickers and they would look like the Stop Coney stickers and they would say Stop Kara. That could be the merch.
Yes. 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 We're constantly coming up. I just hope someone is taking notes.
Yeah, we have so many good ideas.
We're just so amazing, y'all. I was just kidding. But yes, so, it's just Kara needs to be stopped. And now you are subjected to this disgustingness because we had to be.
Yeah, we saw it, so you have to see it. So go watch the videos on Twitter.
Yes. And I feel like now you have to lead us on this.
Yes. Okay. So this is I feel like it's kind of a nothing thing, but also I feel like it's part of a larger Swifty conspiracy theory situation. So we're gonna rip open the bag and talk about Taylor Swift for the first time.
Ooh.
So this could get messy. People have strong opinions. I would not call myself a Swiftie, but I certainly like some of Taylor Swift's music.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I want to preface it with that. And I don't mean any ill will towards the Swifties who do all the great investigative journalism on TikTok. Half of my For You page is like Taylor Swift conspiracy theories, literally. So I think this is all related. I do not know if it's actually related. So again,
breaking news,
big like disclaimer on this one. So there were a ton of rumors and conjecture leading up to May 13th, thinking that Taylor Swift was maybe going to drop the 1989 Taylor's version or drop another album, because there is a conspiracy that Folklore, Evermore have like a third sister album that should be coming out. So like people also think that maybe that album will drop, or something along those lines coming up to May 13th. 13 is Taylor's lucky number. And so 13 of the month often can be like a meaningful thing. I'm pretty sure on the 13th, all that actually came out was like some new merch. So it wasn't for anything. So that's why I think that this second part is part of it. So Taylor Swift has been in a relationship with Joe Alwyn since I think 2016 they met. And they are recently engaged. And there, it's like actually like very wild. Some people believe that they are a full real relationship, that she loves that he like doesn't put up with her drama and nonsense. Some people think it is like fully PR because he is like a total, kind of, why can't I think of the word that I'm looking for right now? Damn it.
He's the PR.
So people think he might be PR because like he comes from like a rich family and like wealthy, connected to a nepotism. He's like a big time nepotism baby. I couldn't remember the word nepotism. Like people do think that maybe they're a PR thing because like he helps her not have such a wild reputation, and she like helps him have a reputation at all, because literally who would know who Joe Alwyn was if not for Taylor Swift? No offense if there's like big Joe Alwyn stands out there. But so he is in the show, I think it's on HBO or Hulu, I don't know, Conversations with Friends, which is based off of a Sally, no, it's a BBC, what is wrong with
oh me? My god, I definitely wouldn't
literally so stupid. Yes. I'm so stupid, and listen, I still have COVID brain fog even though I don't have COVID.
Y'all say Conversations with Friends, okay, I see it.
Yes,
now.
Yes. So Conversations with Friends,
it's on Hulu in America.
Okay, it's on Hulu in America. It's a, I think it's a BBC show.
Got
and it is based on like a Sally Rooney book. I think it's like the follow-up to Difficult People, maybe. Not like,
got it,
not 100% sure on this thing. But so this week all of the reviews of Conversations with Friends started coming out, and they are not like favorable reviews, really. So I think the show is maybe not so good. And then other headlines started coming up right around that May 13th mark of like, Taylor Swift was totally chill about Joe Alwyn filming sex scenes in Conversations with Friends. She even came to the set and was like really nice about it.
And oh my god.
Like, to me, anytime I hear about a significant other visiting the set, I'm like, this is bad. Like, this is rotted as hell.
Yeah. And also, interestingly enough, there's a quote that says, a source previously told People that Swift is very happy in their relationship. He is her rock. Their relationship is mature and wonderful, the source added. The source being her PR.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Like,
and
stop.
Like, that's the thing, too, is it's like, Taylor Swift, again, she literally like spent like a year getting taken in and out of her apartment in a giant suitcase so that nobody would see her if she didn't want to be seen. Like, I know that's not like 100% confirmed, but nobody saw her for a year, but people saw her people moving a giant effing suitcase. Like, we can put it together.
I could see it, yeah.
And so like with Taylor Swift, you do not see anything that she does not want you to see. And so she was stirring up all of this like controversy and like rumors around May 13th. And then she drops nothing. But then all of the stuff for her fiance, Joe Alwyn, comes out. And it's like, Wake up, sheeple.
And it's not only that, right? So I'm looking stuff up too. And then I'm also wondering, because she just posted, oh, can confirm, it's phenomenal. What are you going to say? It sucked ass. Like, no, you can't. You literally cannot.
Can you imagine? Like, what is she supposed to say?
God, it won't, no way. Like, it's impossible. God, that's why I can't help but laugh at this whole situation. But this is why I think Taylor Swift is so fascinating.
Literally.
Because I don't hate her. I actually really liked her when she first came out, like in her country bag. That was like my favorite Taylor.
See, I hate all of that. That's so funny.
Ooh, yeah, I love Our Song and all of those, like,
obsessed. The Oklahoma jumped out.
Listen, no lies. but I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of trauma in her life. And yeah. That's why I think everything is so calculated.
Yeah, I think it's like very much a defense mechanism because mm-hmm. she has like been so publicly hurt before.
Yes.
And like truly dragged over the coals for stuff that is like, so like, okay, she dates people. Yeah, she was a woman in her 20s. Like, way more notice needs to be going to the like older men that were dating her when she was a teenager than the fact that she was dating. Like, and also, I'm pretty sure most of those relationships were PR relationships anyway.
Well, like Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston. I'm sorry, he's in an iHeart TS t-shirt. No, that was PR.
None of that made sense.
Should we have iHeart MM t-shirts?
Please. Please. It should be iHeart K and S or S and K.
That's so cute.
Oh my God. I really like that.
I love the merch brainstorming we do. It's so good.
You know, in between. And then we have some podcasts in the middle.
Literally, I listened. It was a guest on, I think, with Tori on Ready to Be Petty talking about, like, Taylor Swift. And, like, should Taylor Swift stay with Joe Alwyn or go back with one of her exes? I can't remember which ex it was. Maybe Harry Styles, maybe Calvin.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I was like, which one?
And I can't remember which one. But then the guest on the podcast was like, I want her to get back with Tom Hiddleston. I feel like that one was so real. And I was like, I didn't know anyone believed that.
Oh,
was
my
real.
God. I remember being like, this is interesting. It makes no sense. Go on. Because, you know, I was like, that's her brand. Is to date all these people. So, like, whatever. Because I have not gotten over her on Ellen, right? Being like, and I don't even think about the boy that broke up with me over a voicemail. Like, that's the most iconic thing she did.
Yeah, but now she buys presents for his babies.
Isn't that weird? These people are so weird.
I love how Sophie Turner, like, will post Instagram stories that she's listening to Mr. Perfectly Fine. I think that's so funny.
I mean, wouldn't you? I would drag my husband like that. She's, I think, like, that's,
yeah,
hilarious.
You're right. She's like, let me drag my husband real quick.
Oh my God. Didn't she like think Joe Jonas is kind of gross when they first, when he was trying to hit on her?
I mean, probably. Isn't he like 5'7"?
Yeah, I think he is shorter, unfortunately. I should talk about anyone's shortness.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all. It just always brings me back to that tweet that's like, all men know how to do is be 5'7 and lie.
No lies.
but yeah, so that's kind of like the current state of the Taylor Swift stuff that I am conspiracy theorizing about. So I wanted to bring that up.
No, I love it. Tell us your like favorite Taylor Swift mess. Did you believe the suitcase theory? Because I definitely did also. I was like, yes. Dude, this has to be it.
Please.
Like, what else are they doing? These ugly ass suitcases.
Like, these two men that we know are Taylor Swift's bodyguards. Why are they always moving this giant suitcase?
Like, please. Like, they have nothing better to do in life.
But yeah, I would love to hear people's favorite Taylor Swift mess. People know mine is, of course, the Gaylor theory.
Oh my God. Yeah, minus the Joe Jonas and her. Like, that whole everything.
So funny. I did Beyond the Blinds just did a podcast recently of all of Joe Jonas's blind items, which of people like the Taylor Swift, like Disney Channel dating, like, situation. Like, there was a lot of interesting info there.
Oh my God. Those were incestual.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Miley Cyrus and Nick Jonas. Like, that feels like a lifetime ago.
It's so what's wild too. So Miley Cyrus is literally like 2 days older than me to the day. Like we're like same age. And so, you know, I don't think we've ever been at the same point in our lives. I guess maybe when we were very little, we would have maybe had something in common. But other than that, we've never been at the same point. But I saw something recently that was like, oh yeah, she was engaged when she was 25 to, oh, which Hemsworth was it? Liam Hemsworth?
Liam. I think it's Liam Neeson.
No, that's a different person.
Oh, God. Please. God.
And so, and I was like, that was when we were 25. And then I was like, look at me now. 29. Still basically in a very different place, but also the same place.
Still a fetus. That's how I feel, at least.
Literally. Like, have I been born yet? I don't know.
Oh my God, I know. I met my husband at 25. Ooh. Which is so weird to say.
And then how old were you when you got married?
20. I don't know. How old was it? 2019. Was that 3 years ago, right?
28?
So, yeah, 31 minus 3 is 28, right? Yeah, I was 28. 27. I was 27 turning 28.
Okay, well, I think that's
Normal. That's, I think, a little better. 25, absolutely. I mean, my body, 25, that would have been great for pictures, but maturity-wise, no.
If you're trying to say anything negative about your wedding photos, like, I need you to
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, everyone has that age when they're just like, anything would have looked good on this body. That's what I mean. Versus, like, later. I don't hate my wedding pictures at all. They fire.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, before we move on, should we maybe take another little breaky poo?
Let's do it. It's moving so fast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, and we're back.
Oh my God, I love it.
It is moving so fast. Look at us. I feel like we're really like on
today. We're killing it today, y'all. We're on a mission, okay? You're getting the tea.
I think we should maybe always have like a hard
deadline. I think so. Oh my God. But what do we think about the non-applausers? Because Megan Fox and MGK out here wilding, okay? They're drinking each other's blood, which many vampires have had to weigh in on. I can't breathe.
That is not a real sentence that you just said.
Look up. Vampires are warning against them for drinking each other's blood. No, that's a real thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was after we did the podcast. That's all I kept getting was like, vampires say no to be safe when doing this ritual or whatever. But then Kirsten was talking about is Megan apparently texted her stylist asking how expensive an outfit was because they cut out only crotch to have sex.
Yeah, so it was like a long pant, like long sleeve, like blue jumpsuit situation. Super cute. But yeah, they had to cut out the crotch so that they could do intercourse.
And she was like, I take a huge hit on this. But why? Just get naked.
I mean, it didn't look like it was like it. It didn't look like the pantsuit from The Lost City. I feel like she could have moved around in it.
I'm just looking at the jumps. First of all, it's not even long sleeve, so that's easier to get off.
Yeah.
Nothing about this makes sense.
I mean, this is once again, like, I have never learned anything on purpose about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Like, it happens to me, and then when that happens, I have to pass it on because I cannot suffer alone.
Yeah. Like, she literally said, was this blue outfit, not even jumpsuit, outfit, expensive? Because we just cut a hole in the crotch so we could have sex. Why are you sending, where's HR?
I mean, yeah, imagine having to work for her and you're just getting messages like this.
And then that part, was it her stylist, right?
I think it was her stylist.
Yeah, and then the stylist goes, I hate you, but I'll fix it. Imagine having to fix
that's
a
like,
sex hole.
You, well, and that's the thing, too. So what, you go home from work that day and you're talking to like your roommate or partner or whatever. And you're like, yeah, I had to sew the crotch back into a bodysuit today because my client couldn't just take it off to have sex. She had to cut the crotch off.
What?
And then Megan Fox posted the text thread. Like
that part.
She told us this. Why did she tell us this?
Because if you had to return it, right? Like, because a lot of these celebrities, like, don't usually own, right, their outfits. Yeah. Like, they'll just, like, get it and then it goes back somewhere. But, like, what? Imagine posting this. How would you feel getting it back, getting that outfit back? I'd be like, I have to eBay it so that I get money out of it because no one's wearing it.
Yeah, that could be the shout. Maybe making some really good money selling the jumpsuit that Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly screwed in.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of money in all of this stuff.
It's just so weird. Can we also talk about how what Megan Fox was wearing to the Billboard Music Awards? She has never looked more like her character in Jennifer's Body.
Right? It's the hair. It's really the hair.
Please tell me front bangs are not coming back.
I had them, Kristen.
I had them for a long time.
I'm so embarrassed that I did that.
I don't even necessarily think they looked like bad on me.
Oh, I just know horrible.
I just know I can't go back there. Well, I have like a big four. Like I have a five head,
same.
Right? So like I could make do with it. But I also just like, I never want to go back there. And at one point I considered going back there and my hairdresser said, no. I said, Jenna Wade, do you think I could do this? And she said, no, I'm not doing that. And I think gratitude for her every day.
No, I agree. My mom is the hairdresser. So she was like, are you sure you want this? I was like, everyone on America's Next Top Model is doing it. So yes, I need it.
I mean, that's not a great reason to do something.
Yes, listen. And then I looked ridiculous. Okay, I ran track, so like, why would I do that?
I would really like to see a photo of you with your bangs.
No, I look horrible.
No, I want to see it.
I'll send it later. If we get to 200 reviews, I'll post it.
Yeah, if we get to 200 reviews, we'll post it. But yeah. She's going to send it to me anyways, because I deserve to see it. I'll find one of mine, and you could tell me if I look as good as I remember looking.
No, you probably look good. No, it was too thick. Like the bangs was thick.
Mm.
It was not. It was just horrible. but also, they like had a crazy revelation at Megan and not Megan. Yeah, Megan. Well, it was all MGK doing the exposing. But he apparently says like, dedicate this to my wife and my unborn child.
Yes.
Like, why is he trauma bond, like, bombing everyone?
Well, and the thing is, like, he has referred to her as his wife before.
Yeah.
But we don't think they're, like, legally married?
No. That's what they say that it's not.
And I also don't think, like, I think he's just saying that as in, like, in my, that's what my future is going to be.
Yeah, like, as in we're, like, bonded for life kind of thing. I don't think it's, like, a for real. God. It's just, and I think, unfortunately, the unborn child piece is, like, referring to a miscarriage, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I hope it's, that's so sad.
That's what people are speculating, okay? Like, we're not sure, but it's
that's
just...
I also feel like that's just, like, a weird thing to speculate.
Yeah, and because people are like, is she pregnant? And we don't believe she is.
Yeah.
And then she posted on her Instagram, like, how she, how you're, it's so great that these, that he was so vulnerable and... Da, 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 which I'm like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's so, yeah, it's just so bizarre.
Yeah. But again, it's like Travis Barker, Courtney, and these two, and now Kim and Pete, like, they're trying to go for an aesthetic, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. Like, I don't get it, but like, slash, why are they doing this? But that's like MGK, unfortunately, and Megan Fox T from Billboard Awards again. God, these people.
Like, who knew the Billboard Awards were going to be like the messiest?
Right? We were just like, what? Oh, we'll talk about the outfit. And then all this stuff keeps coming up and more and more. Horrible. But yeah, that's what's going on with these two. So, you know, the point is, like, maybe when you drink each other's blood, things get weird. I don't know. God. But do we have time for some basketball news before we go into, Anonymous, or should we save that for later?
So this basketball news is all you, and yes, it's, I feel like we should try to bring it up.
Great. So y'all, first of all, Rajon Rondo, who I always remember his as the Celtics. I know he's on the Lakers. But anyway, so this man, bless his heart, allegedly freaking pulled a gun on the mother of his kids. What? Okay. Is he on the Cavs now? Not me not knowing this. Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know what team any human is on, so you're better than
me. Because he's like, he's a big deal. He's like a 2-time NBA champ, like all-star. He's like pretty big deal. And
he's on the Cavs right now.
Yeah, he's on the Cavs, right? Okay. But yeah, so basically he pulled a gun on the mother of his children, threatened to kill her during a heated altercation. The woman claims then that the kids witnessed the whole thing.
Yeah, just like a huge, like, terrifying outburst, and a emergency protective order has been granted, yes, against him.
And that doesn't mean like that it equals guilt, but it's still something that had to happen. And apparently, her name's Ashley Batchelor. So Ashley says that he continued the destructive behavior. He was smashing teacups, outdoor lights, a trash can. And then, and apparently, like, the kids were upset, and she was trying to de-escalate, but he was just, like, making death threats, and just, like, it just seems, like, super, super mess, because they were trying to get the kids, because she allegedly saw him with a weapon, and was like, one, you're scaring me, and then secondly, like, our kids are around.
Yeah, it's like she asked him to stop playing video games so that, yeah, the kid could help do chores. And then he ripped the game system off the wall.
Like, do basketball players get CTE? Like, that's the question, because what?
I mean, that's the other thing, too, is like, so right now, like, he's a basketball player and obviously an incredible one and has,
yeah,
been obviously. But like, maybe he played other sports in high school and got some CTE. Like, I don't know.
Like, my God. Because it's horrible.
It is horrible.
I don't know. It's just, it's really gross. But y'all, these basketball players wilding out here. And the NBA just says like, oh, we're aware and we're working on getting more info.
Well, apparently, and it's most sports leagues, I feel like, would approach with this kind of thing. Be yep. like, oh, we're getting more info. Like NFL players will literally like try to murder or actually murder someone. Oh. And it's like, oh. No, the only like league I've seen actually approach anything appropriately was the Premier League handled. Oh. It was one of the Manchester United players this past like December. It came out that they had done some sexual assault.
Oh my
and
God.
The league and the team were just like, no, he's out. He's gone immediately. He's no I longer like a player. Yeah. And it's like no other sports league have I seen actually respond like that.
No, the NBA usually is like, I will say out of like most is good or better than like definitely the NFL, but that's not saying much, right? The bar is so low.
The bar is so low.
In the ground.
Oh, I feel like every week I'm on some podcast, I'm talking about how low the bar is.
For men, yeah, we love it. but it's just, anyway, we'll keep, you know, updated on it. But I was just like, I haven't heard about this man in so long. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, he's out here wilding, doing too damn much. Like, dude, chill out. And stop, like, being abusive to you front of kids, man.
What is this article that goes through all of this, like, domestic violence and then is like, let's talk about how many championships this basketball player has. Like,
right?
What? Stop. Listen,
it's messy because, like, sometimes they make it into, like, only the bad stuff and then they never share the good. But it's like, we know who he is. For one. And secondly, like, just because you won two championships, I believe one with like a pretty infamous Celtics team, mm-hmm. you know, who was just as messy. No shade to any Celtics fans. I think the team was messy, but great. So it's just, it's a lot. I really feel like it's a lot.
It is a lot.
And, you know, we protect women on this podcast. But I'm sure they're all a mess. Like in these situations, it's so hard because one's the aggressor, then one become, you know, has to fight back and self-defense and becomes the aggressor in different ways, whatever. So we're not taking any sides. We're just bringing the mess to you.
I mean, I think that I, at this point, am kind of taking a side.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to be normal, but like, no, please. If he's doing all this, like, it's a wrap. Like and that's why I was like is it CTE?
Like, stop it. What are you doing? Like, what is going through your head as a person to be like, yeah, I was told to stop playing video games with my kids so I can bring a gun to the house? No, stop it.
I'm telling you, Gilbert Arenas, another NBA player, brought it to the Wizards locker room.
My God, no.
Yeah. This is when the Wizards were my team. God. Truly. When Oklahoma didn't have a team. So, oh my God. Bless their hearts, all of them.
Listen, I was a child. We were Grizzlies fans. And then that team left Vancouver and I don't know where it went. So
Memphis. They're good doing well. I will say for now, you could be back to Grizzlies.
I could go back to Grizzlies. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I think they're worth it now. They were lost for a second. I mean, listen, they got like they're second in the Western Conference, but like definitely lost to the Warriors.
Oh my God. Okay. But
anyway, okay, it's not this off speed podcast. Everyone go watch that. You know, I feel like we should leave like the mess on a good note. So like I also want to raise up Steph Curry, who is currently on the Golden State Warriors. And listen, whatever. Ugh, the Warriors, I don't care. even though I live in the Bay Area.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, I'm a Oklahoma City Thunder fan. Kevin Durant left us for these losers. That's when I wish Mess Magnets was around because that's when I could really drag.
okay.
Anyway, so Steph Curry actually wrote a thesis on advancing gender equity through sports in order to earn his psychology degree at his alma mater, Davidson. So I feel like that's so cool.
Yeah. Super cool. I also have a friend of mine, their boyfriend works in marketing and worked on a product that got Steph Curry for an ad. And the boyfriend said that Steph Curry was like super nice in person.
Wow. Oh, I love that. Yeah, they just, their whole family just seems like really sweet.
Like super nice. Sweet.
And they do a lot of cool philanthropic efforts as well here in the Bay. But I just feel like that you just don't hear a lot of this stuff from the athletes. Like you hear about LeBron doing a lot of community service work, especially in Akron. But I feel like Steph Curry writing a freaking thesis on advancing gender equity. Wow.
Really cool. Wow. Very cool. Yes. I like that, ending it on a good note.
Yes. And now I feel like we should go to Anonymous. Yes.
Anonymous. So okay, this one is another kind of workplace one, and she says, "Please enjoy this mess." And so they are a special education teacher, and last year they had a coworker that they spent all day with, and they were the absolute worst. From day one there were problems. Before the school year started, she took this person's classroom from her, leaving her with a tiny room. She took her paraeducators, leaving her with no support. And all throughout the school year, she acted like she was in charge, like telling her what she could and couldn't do in her own classroom. This person also like told them how high they could hang students' artwork, like total micromanaging in a way. And like, this was not her boss. Like,
this right, is a that's what.
And so it got to be so toxic that our Anonymous had to start taking a new anxiety medication just to make it through the school day, which is like, no one at your work should ever be like,
should have that much power.
It's horrible that like you spend all day with people, so they just like inevitably have that kind of power over your mood. Exactly. And for someone to like wield that power to make you feel so horrible is just, ugh, disgusting.
And I'm sorry that that's
happened. Yeah, and I'm really sorry this happened. So the leaders at the district level were all on her side and could see what a bad coworker this woman was, but they couldn't do anything about it because the principals at the school loved her.
Oh, not a kiss ass.
Because like district leaders don't make the employee decisions, principals do. Mm-hmm. So she found out that the next year the school would only have room for one special education teacher. And they decided to bring this horrible woman back instead of our Anonymous.
Oh, hell no.
Literally. Like, are you kidding me? So when this happened, I told the principals, I have been the buffer between you and how horrible this coworker really is. And once I am gone, you will realize your mistake in keeping her. Which, like, yes, yes, yes.
Right?
Tell them. You told them.
Oh. And 1 year later, oh my God, the school is calling our Anonymous to come back.
Yeah. They're like, okay, yeah, so once you were gone, we did in fact realize how difficult this person is and did not rehire her the following year. And so now our Anonymous can't decide if they should take this position or not. They love the school district, but kind of don't want to work for principals who wouldn't listen to her until she was gone. And is asking about any advice that we would be able to offer to her. Ugh. I think if you like the district and now the principal at least understands how valuable you are, it might not be the worst move, but like you would know better than us.
Yeah, I think that one is like, what is your gut telling you? Question mark. And I think second, what Kirsten said, exactly. Third, you have a lot of bargaining chips now. So to me, I am all for like being in liberatory practice where if a place doesn't serve you, if a situation doesn't serve you, goodbye, which you did. You lived in that. But also my question is, you know, like financially, do you need to go back? Because if you do, I think there's a way, right? I actually just learned about this I forgot what it's called. So it'll come back to me. But anyway, so the point is that, like, how do you kind of ride the middle, right? Like, work within the system sometimes if you need to to really like create a space for yourself and people like you. Cause you know, my question is also like, are there other people that feel this way about management and are struggling? So like, could you be that? It's called tempered radicals. And you know, I'm thinking, I don't know that I agree with being a tempered radical all the time, but I think in this moment, right, where you can kind of ride the middle and you're not part of the dominant culture, aka the principal and all that vibes, but still you're able to maybe effect some change, then is it worth it? You know, and like, but also take stock of your mental health. Cause that's a piece you didn't really talk about at the end, because it's like, is it fair for you to work for people that, you know, did make you feel a certain kind of way? Not as bad as this horrible ass coworker, but still, they didn't make you feel validated. So those are like some things you have to work through and figure out, you know, what it is. And also remember, you have more bargaining chips. So like, can you ask for more money? Can you ask for more decision-making power, more positional power to like maybe, you know, could you do more things than just being a special education teacher and get paid for it? Do not do shit for free ever in life. That would be like my advice about it, because like I've definitely been in situations where I've not been heard and then had to unfortunately go back to the situation just because of I live in the San Francisco and I have to pay bills.
So. The other thing too, that I feel like isn't being brought up as a consideration in the anonymous we received. When you last worked there, there were two special ed teachers and now there will only be one. And so how would that work for you? Being the only one, that's another thing to think about.
Yeah. And one, you better be getting paid extra for the workload, but is it worth the extra work? The money? That's also a question. Yeah. I love that, Kristen. Also, did you forget we have to, this is what we leave you with, y'all, because the best part of this, I don't know.
This part is what made it like, this was already a great anonymous and this brought it up another level.
Yeah, because you know, we like gave the advice, now the like nice is out of the way. This, our anonymous got a text from said toxic coworker saying how much she missed our anonymous, and she asked if this person could be a third for her and her wife.
The threesomes on Messmate. Okay. And then literally, obviously, our anonymous said, I had no problem saying no to that offer. And then asks, was she mean to me for an entire school year because she liked me? Girl, run. Literally run as not far this, as like, you can.
100, like toxic level on 100, like, bro.
No.
Oh my God. It's like, what did they say? What grade they teach? I mean, I know there's special education, but like, is it elementary school? Because like, my God.
It doesn't say what grade level.
If someone's mean to you and they say it's because they like you, what did I just say about Rajon Rondo?
We do not accept people being mean. If they don't know how to communicate that they like you, then no. Mm-mm.
No, absolutely not. I'm very... No, okay. That is so... But like, what is it about us that we are attracting these...
I did not know that so many people had opportunities for threesomes in the normal world. Like, I literally had no idea.
Same. I didn't really. Wow. Me, the prude.
You and me both.
Yeah. But, you know, so we have to leave you with that because. Wow. Okay. Just.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry. What else are we supposed to say from there? I don't know.
I can't. Like, oh my God. Imagine being like, sorry, I've been horrible, terrible to you, but like, wanna be a third?
It sounds like she didn't even apologize for it. No. She was just like, oh, I miss you as a coworker and I would love to have you as a third. What?
People have so much chutzpah to just like say that.
Like, I feel like I would never ask for like anything ever. And yet people are like, hey, yeah, let's go.
That part. Okay. Oh my God. But yes, so that is like what we leave you with.
That's where we're leaving you. Other than other places that you can find us online. Sasha, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And I was recently on Silent Podcast talking Abbott Elementary with Jason Orch, Gia from RH, from the Daddy Network, Gia and Chappelle, aka the Daddy Network. And so, you know, it was just like such a fun time. We talked the last four episodes of Abbott Elementary, what our hopes are going into this new season. So go check that out over on Silent Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, but Apple and Spotify for sure. Go give us some love there as well. And I was on The Circle episode 4-8 coverage with Taryn and Mike Bloom, which also got messy. And wild, lots of sex talk about parents. So if you want that, go check it out. And what about you, Kirsten?
Yes. So you can catch me talking about BoJack Horseman every week over on BoJack Horse Pod with the great Lindsay Wilson. And for a couple more weeks, you can catch me on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed talking about Temptation Island with Maggie Morgan. This week, we're going to be joined by Matt Hoffman and Brittany Haynes from Big Brother 12. So that will be very fun.
Wow.
And then is there anything else?
Riverdale.
Yes. Riverdale over on Kowski Cast. That is Cal with the K. This week, I had to watch a cover of Toxic by Britney Spears. And so that was great. So please check all that out. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What.
Woohoo. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.